Hi everyone, Michelle here, fighting insomnia, getting ready to go back to sleep, but I was, listening to some videos I put on my iPod Touch, from my, iTunes, I guess you'd call them streamed videos, or not videos, audio, whatever it is, And I was listening to Bernie Goldback, first of all, on Audible Protocol. He called it Listening Protocol. Bernie. I really like what you have to say. Just keep it up. What Bernie mentioned was about how if you're in a high sound environment of how you can't adjust your volume when you're out driving or whatever you're doing. And that is so very true. But also, too, this needs to be mentioned for things that, for voices that are in a low environment. In other words, for, if you're talking and you're far away from the mic, if you turn away from the mic, all that kind of stuff. You're, for that time, going to be ignored, most likely, if you're doing something, or, you know, if you can fool with the volume, you're going to be, you have to adjust it, and then your next set of booze comes in, and they're blurring away, so it's a real pain. So I'd encourage those of you that don't have a, that are just going right from the iPhone mic, to, if you're doing something, carry your phone into the general area with you. Don't turn away from your mic, you know, and if you think you are going to be away from your mic, speak clearly. And feel free to listen to your boo before you publish. I don't do that enough sometimes. But I'm going to be doing it with this one because I'm speaking lowly because I don't want to wake anybody up. Anyway. Another person I want to comment to is both Bernie Goldback and Paul Amani. In Canada, for some of our newspapers, on a specific channel, we have what's called voice print. And what that is volunteers read the paper, whether it's Globe and Mail, or I don't know how many, what's all on there. I don't use it myself because I'm not a news gal. But there's magazines, there's, like Chatelaine's on there, I've heard. But the popular stuff, that's all out there, for people to access. So, you mentioned about trying to do a model for if people want to pay for it. I'm going to say probably not. There's enough information out there that's popping up that it's not likely to happen. And especially with things like iTunes, well, not iTunes, they call it the newsstand. And I'm pretty sure that, don't quote me on this, that the newsstand feature works with VoiceOver. So, even if somebody bought a paper or bought an app, you know, or something, some sort of magazine on newsstand, VoiceOver is going to read it. And I know for myself, our local paper has an app that works with VoiceOver. So you may not get the human voice, but at least you get the audit, get it spoken to you. And I've used this as a feature myself now that Zoom works with VoiceOver. But being a visually impaired person, sometimes I won't use both. So anyway, I hope that helps you both. And again, with you, Paul, I like what you say as well. So you both keep up the good work, and I hope to hear from you soon. Well, anyway, hope your December is going good. Everyone have a good day. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care, and God bless.